Finally, it's the news, according to me. Oh, it has been a crazy and a long and crazy week. I'm just going to say that. That's all I got to say. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. It is 12:52 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am in Greenville. Actually, I think I'm in Spartanville. South Carolina. It has been a crazy week. Let me just say that. I was camping Sunday, Monday, ended up coming home Tuesday. Was unable to get a show. If I could have gotten it recorded on Monday, I probably wouldn't have been able to upload it on Monday. So much going on. My wife and I decided to go camping on Sunday. Went camping on Sunday. A couple weeks ago, we went to a reunion with the motorhome. Took the dogs 2 weeks ago, and the motorhome is still doing its issue. Has some issues. I'll get into the story after I talk about what's in my cup. I've got in my cup. It's almost half empty already. I've been working on trying to find this crazy thing that Chuck Schumer said. Still can't find it. I do have some chai here. I have, interestingly enough, some cafe mocha, I think it's called, creamer. I found at the hotel, one of those little, you know, the kind that sit out in the baskets. Probably really bad for you. It's not real food. It sits out all day long. It doesn't go in the refrigerator. So then I had the other one was an Italian sweet cream. So I had one of each of those. I put one of each of those in my cup of chai here this morning. So that's what I have going on. Now, I also have, I don't know what's going on. Outside my door here, I don't know if they're sweeping the floor in the actual hallway here at the hotel or if they're across the room cleaning the room. I didn't know they could run a sweeper so long. I didn't know there was that much carpet in this entire hotel. But they've been running it right outside my door that long. Maybe I made a mess. I don't know. Or they're anticipating the mess that will be. I have in my backup cup here, there is a Chick-fil-A that is just a few. It's about a 15-minute walk if you go according to the maps. If I cut through all finally shut it off. This is the fourth time they've shut that vacuum sweeper off. It'll probably start back up again. I have, there's a Chick-fil-A. If I cut through all the little yards and parking lots, just go straight there, it's about a 5-minute walk. Nothing nearly what I need to be doing. But I need a nap before I do any of that. I almost took a nap before I did the show. I'm just wiped. I thought I slept well last night. Apparently I did not. I was in Peoria, Illinois last night. Came here early this morning, and I have to leave out of here. I will be in Birmingham, Alabama tomorrow for the show. The show will not be in the morning. It will be an afternoon show again. Hopefully, Birmingham is actually in Central Time, so it will be a little bit later. About the same time as this today. I can't remember if there's a Chick-fil-A nearby, so I'm going to have to get an extra sweet tea to take along with me tomorrow. And I leave this glorious place. Nonetheless, that is my backup cup. I almost made some iced chai. However, the air conditioning in this hotel works well, and it's actually very pleasant here today. It was about 75 degrees here when we got in here, and it's actually cooler here than it was in Chicago today. The humidity is coming back across the country, though, however, so it will eventually be. It's actually warmer in Peoria when I left this morning. This morning at 6 a.m., it's warmer than it is here in Greenville in the middle of the day. I think that will probably change. We have, having said that, plan on doing some napping, maybe a little workout, a run jog thing, or a run walk thing. I do sprint walking. It's a combination of I walk and then I sprint. I can't stand a jog. I cannot stand it. I either want to run all that is in me or walk. That's just the way it is. I don't like to pound the earth with my body for hours on end. That's just the way I am. It's just the way I'm cut. I'm just the way. That's what I do. I have this thing. I've got. Well, it's funny. Let me go back to my story before I talk about Chuck Schumer and what he said recently, earlier in the week, which has been scrubbed from the internet, by the way, apparently, because I cannot find it anywhere. Something that he said that has just gotten me livid. I'm ready to just, if I were not in a hotel that had really thin walls, I would probably, if I was at the worldwide headquarters, which is where I can scream my head off and I can't, nobody can hear me outside, I don't think. They wouldn't notice because it would blend right in with the surroundings. But I have a, so I went to this reunion in my motorhome recently. Earlier this year, I'd taken over to a shop, and I was trying to figure out what was going on with it last fall. They didn't fix it. They did a whole bunch of work on it, charged me a bunch of money, and didn't get anything fixed. Nothing. Everything was still the same pretty much when I got it back. They had some wiring that they redid. However, they also had some wiring that was kind of wasn't cleaned up very well. I had to kind of redo some of that, not redo it, but the wiring was fine. But they left it dangling all over the place. I had to kind of tidy things up. And they did fix one thing that even that one thing they could fix part of it, and it was the rest of it was broken, and they didn't get that fixed at all. So nothing was really fixed. I still can't use the air conditioning. The chassis air conditioner is not working, so I can't. When I'm driving down the road, I have no air conditioning. So I'm working on putting a 12-volt air conditioner in it. It's still taking some time. I got to redo some things on that. So then I have so the problem last fall was when we tried to take it to Virginia last year was that this crazy thing would slow down. First of all, it shifts down really hard. It shifts from second to first extremely hard. So hard sometimes that it feels, you know, just like it locks the wheel up. It's just like the back wheels. And it's actually absolutely scary. I mean, you're going, well, maybe, you know, 2 miles an hour, 3 miles an hour, whatever it is, maybe four. And just bam, all of a sudden the thing just shifts from second to first, and it's not a fun thing. It shouldn't be doing that. Occasionally it does something weird where it'll shift from fourth to third. It'll shift down. It shifts hard as well. Shouldn't be shifting down that hard. Now, having said that, it also does this weird thing where if you're driving along, and it's not normally when it's first started up and it's cool and it's running down the road, I can usually get the thing up to about 65, 70 miles an hour, not any problem. Seems to shift fairly well. It takes off and drives and goes fairly well. However, on an on-ramp, especially up a hill, trying to accelerate to highway speed so I can merge in, this thing, oh, by the way, I had to put a new turbo in it. I found a crack in the turbo. I think I talked about that earlier in an earlier show. And I ended up fixing that. That was very expensive, new turbo put into it. So I thought that was the problem. I was going to fix the problem. So this spring, we would take off with it. And of course, it's not. It took it down to Ohio. It seemed to be running okay. Get down there. On the way back, it starts doing it again. It starts doing this thing where it starts slowing down. I'll be going 65 miles an hour. And all of a sudden, you know, you try to go up a little hill. And it push on the accelerator, and it would, you know, try to go up a little hill, try to maintain your speed, and all of a sudden, you know, it would shift down. Now, it didn't used to do that before. It wouldn't do the shift down thing. It would just slow down. Now, it would shift down to the fifth, and then it would start slowing down, like as if you took your foot off the accelerator. And in fact, it would do that. Occasionally, it would just start slowing down, and it was almost like you took your foot off the accelerator and just wanted to. Even though you had your foot to the floor. And once in a while, the transmission would shift funny. It would shift from first to second. It would do some weird stuff from... It gets kind of stuck in third as I'm accelerating out. It gets into third gear. And it would just stay there. It would just kind of sit there. It wouldn't go. It wouldn't shift. It wouldn't do anything. And all of a sudden, it would shift from fourth. And then all of a sudden, it would shift in fifth. And it's just weird stuff. And I'm not convinced that the transmission... I think the transmission itself is okay. I think it's some kind of signal going back and forth from the motor to the transmission. It's a 96, which is more electromechanical. It's not even the mechanic I talked to. So I took it, had this appointment to set it up with this guy to actually go up. Because last time I took it to the place to fix the turbo, I told him about the shifting issues. They drove it around the parking lot. And so they couldn't repeat the problem. Didn't see any problems with the shifting. So I'm going to take somebody with me on a test drive, and I'm going to show you what this thing is doing. So after we went camping this weekend, I was doing it again, and we're up in Holland. And on the way back, of course, it was nice and warm, and I took it home, got all the stuff out of it, took it over to the maintenance place, and I said, you know, I just had an appointment for 1 o'clock to work with this technician. I show up, and they claim at the counter, after I signed the paper to get the work done, the technician was unavailable for a couple hours. I set up the appointment specifically with the technician to go for a ride. I said, I'm going to go for a ride for this thing. And they were like, well, do you want to wait? You know, did you want to leave it here and wait while they work on it? I was like, I want to take him for a test drive right now. So that's what the whole appointment was for, that. Well, it's a first come, first serve basis here. And if I'd have known that, I would have stopped in an hour earlier. When I was going past the place on my way home to drop off the stuff, I would have stopped in and told them about it, so they could have put me in the queue. What's the purpose of setting up an appointment if they can't do an appointment? What's the purpose of doing that? I would just come. Anyway, we ended up doing this whole thing. And finally, I had to wait around. I grabbed the paper off the counter. I said, you know, we're not going to do this today. I'm not going to have you drive around the parking lot again and tell me there's nothing wrong with it. There's something wrong with it. I want it fixed. So the lady kind of got kind of nasty with me. She was acted like I was the problem, like I was a problem customer. I'm not a problem customer. If you don't want to do the work, I don't want to, you know, I'll leave. I'm not going to sit there and yell at you about it. I'm the customer. I'm the one that's paying your salary here. I'm paying your bills by coming to you for this work. And if you don't want to do it, I'll take it somewhere else. That's the whole point. I'm not going to hang around here if that's the way we're going to do business here. I set up the appointment specifically for a reason. And then she had this big long explanation as to why that doesn't work. Well, whatever. You didn't tell me that over the phone. I set the appointment up. So I waited around she said somebody will be out in about 20 minutes. I said, okay. I waited 20 minutes, nobody was out. So I went back inside. And finally the technician came out about 10 minutes later. And he apparently had been informed that there was a troublesome customer out here that because he didn't act very pleasant about greeting me initially. After we had a chance to talk in the motorhome and chatted a little bit on the way out, took a little test drive. By the time we got back, he was my best buddy. He's pretty friendly. By the time we got back, and he basically walked back into the office with me, and told them in no uncertain terms they need to, you know, take care of me. So they seemed, you know, they right away recognized that they, I think he understood what was going on. So they have my motorhome now. I dropped it off. It was 2 days ago. They have it right now, and I haven't heard anything back now from them. Of course, they've been working on it. It's a mystery. And we drove the thing, and of course, he's like, oh yeah, it shouldn't be shifting like that. Well, then when it downshifted, it didn't even downshift very hard. And he's like, oh, it shouldn't be downshifting that hard. It's like, well, it's usually a lot harder than that, but it's you know, you get an idea. And then he got to see the way it was accelerating, or not accelerating, I should say, what it was doing. And he said, yeah, something's not performing right. Something's not right. So it's an Allison transmission with a Cummins diesel. I don't know. Something's not right. I have a feeling there's a wire loom of some kind, or kind of wire that has not, it's not communicating properly with whatever needs to happen, or it's electromechanical type situation where something's not matching right. that's my theory. I don't know. Something's not working right. Anyway, so get on this whole thing with Chuck Schumer. Now, Chuck Schumer recently, I think it was last weekend or possibly the week before, and I literally cannot find this on anywhere on the internet, on YouTube. I can't find it anywhere. Chuck Schumer came out and made this little speech. And he said this thing, something about businesses. And it was very much akin to the same tone that Barack Obama had when he said, "You didn't build that. You didn't build that." He was talking about business owners, people who've started businesses. To have the audacity to say, "You didn't build that." You know, I don't know. I'm a little bit touchy on this subject, I guess. Because I have started several businesses. Now, not all of them have been successful. But I've started several businesses. Many. Driving my wife nuts with business ideas when she, and I tell her, "Hey, I got an idea." She "Oh no, here we go." And she's probably listening. They have, pray for my wife. Pray for her. She has to put up with me. We have, this crazy idea from the leftists in this country, the socialists. And as I get into this, I want to explain something on why it makes me so angry that these people say such a thing. Because you will never hear someone like a Donald Trump say something like that about business people, about business owners. This idea that you didn't build that, the community built, you know, after all, you wouldn't have been able to do any of that without the roads, without the infrastructure that's there in place. You know, you did this on the backs of everybody else who did everything for you. You didn't do that. You didn't do anything. You didn't amount to anything. Let me tell you, that nothing aggravates me more on behalf of the American business owners. Now, I'm talking about true entrepreneurs. I'm not talking about somebody who buys. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's a different thing. It's very different when an individual makes something, builds something, has an idea from the scratch, takes a piece of steel, creates something out of it, takes a piece of wiring and wires something up, does something from the ground up with an idea. They have the idea in their head, they make the thing, they build it, they go through all the process of doing everything, getting the supply, getting the production done, getting the marketing done, the advertising, going to the shows, putting the sweat equity into the whole thing, testing the product, doing everything that they do to make that thing viable, and then going out and selling it. That's what I'm talking about. That's a true entrepreneur. And maybe it's a service business where you literally start from scratch. Maybe you're cleaning cars. And you go out and you put the elbow grease in. You polish the car. You wash and scrub and polish. You vacuum. You clean out the end. You do have a detailing service. Whatever it is you do. You clean houses or you clean floors or whatever it is you do. Or maybe it's an HVAC service that you do, and you work on heating and air conditioning, and you're crawling into all kinds of places to get to wires and get to do what, you know, running plumbing, or maybe you're a plumber, and you got a plumbing business, or whatever it is you start up. And for someone to tell you, "You didn't build that," or I've worked my business from the ground up. Chuck Schumer had the audacity, and I wish I could find the audio because you would understand. I would have a much better ability to convey to you what it is that really aggravates me about people like this who say something like this. Because the way he said it was so cynical and snide. "Well, I made my own business." These business people who come out and say, "I built my own..." Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry too. These people who come out and say that they built their own business and they've done this and they've done that. But basically the same attitude of, "You didn't build that. Why do you take my money? I worked hard for my money. I built my business. I did all this. And now you want to take more taxes from me." What's the problem there, Chuck? Well, here's the problem I have with Chuck Schumer. Name one thing, Chuck, or Obama, and either one of you, that either one of you have actually built and taken to market, or built anything you've produced. Have you produced anything in your life? Anything? Nothing. You've spent other people's money. You've given away other people's money. You know, Donald Trump right now is...
Here's what I found.
Stop it. I'm not talking to this stupid watch. Donald Trump is doing all these renovations now in the White House. He's putting in a ballroom, doing all kinds of things. A lot of money being spent. $100 million on a ballroom. Chuck Schumer comes out and says, well, how does he get the audacity to spend that money? Where did he come up with that money? Congress didn't appropriate that money. Congress didn't approve that. Guess what? It's being done mostly out of Donald Trump's pocket, who, by the way, doesn't take a salary or donates his salary to charity. That's how it's being done, Chuck, because guess what? Donald Trump produced things, made money, and he's able to spend it on things like that. It's called private donations. These are private financiers who are making this possible. I bet he can easily find 100 people that will donate $1 million a piece. Probably find 10 people that would donate $10 million a piece. Who would be happy to have their name on something that would be considered the Trump ballroom, thanks to these people. I guarantee you. Or maybe he just did it out of his own pocket. That's it. Maybe he did 90 million of it and he got, you know, a bunch of people giving for it. Who knows? The point is, taxpayers aren't paying for it. I should say that it's not coming out of taxpayers' money. It's coming out of individuals who are donating their money. The taxpayers. They're after-tax funds, which Chuck Schumer will not donate a dime to because it's Donald Trump's thing. If the Democrats wanted to do it, he'd donate whatever. He'd donate other people's money. He won't donate his own money. You have to be real clear here. I think it was the first couple of years they went over Obama's tax returns and looked at his finances. I think maybe it was John Kerry. I can't remember who it was. Somebody who was running for president. I think it might have been John Kerry. And the year before, they had ran for president. So now they're running for president. Of course, now they didn't set themselves up for this very well. They had donated to charity. That includes church, everything else, everything that they had. $900. $900. $900. That's pathetic. That's pathetic. All I'm going to say, thank you for the $900 for donating to charity. But to think that you're a person who has such a high opinion of themselves, you want to donate, just think about how much money they take from me to pay for things for other people, for charity. That's good. You know, I'm serving the American people. I'm helping the American people. No, you're not. You're robbing the American people. Now I can't go out and help my neighbor. I can't, because, you know, the neighbor has to go through you to get any help because they're taking all my money. That's what bothers me about these people. They've done nothing productive of their own. Bernie Sanders, for example, writes a book and starts making a bunch of money. He makes $1 million and getting this. Guess what? He stops talking about millionaires. He just talks about billionaires now. Funny how that happened. He inherits a house. Oh, all of a sudden, it's just a summer camp. It's a summer camp. summer camp. A lot of people, thousands of people from New York have summer camps up north and upstate. Yeah, nobody up there can stand you. I guarantee that. I know how that is. I lived in a little community where we had a lot of tourist activity in the summertime, and we just didn't associate with those people too much. And we appreciated the money they brought into our community, but we didn't appreciate the fact that they would pee on our streets and do all kinds of weird things. It would just come up there. It was a playground for them. They'd come there and get drunk and tear the town up. We were left with the bill. Henceforth, that's the kind of thing that aggravates me about that attitude. And it's not so much that they're saying it. It's who is saying it. And the fact that they have no idea what a person has gone through to start a business, to go through all that process. It's just the financial stress, the emotional stress, physical stress, the bloody knuckles, everything else that you go through when you build a business like that. Now, it can even be an online business. And it just takes from you. You're investing yourself into something. And to sit there and say, well, you didn't build that. It just started up. You know, it's as if it would just started up spontaneously and you just happen to be standing in the right spot. That is not the way a business starts. If that were the case, then everybody who has a street next to their house should be able to start a business and be all suddenly be successful. Tomorrow's show, I'm going to be talking about something a little bit more. I think I've got some plans for how I'm going to organize topics on the show, I think, moving forward. But tomorrow's show, I'm going to be talking a little bit about culture. And, is there such a thing as a wicked culture or an evil culture or a cultural issue that we need to deal with in this country? That's what I'm going to be talking about. So that's the plan. And we will go from there. But folks, thank you for listening. Thank you for talking. And by the way, call the show, 812-379-8778. Bye. See ya.